Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. We'll be talking about health, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. I want to remind you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And you can go on the site, get lots of good information, expert advice, green advice, and also get the show if you're interested in the archives, past shows, or this show that you're listening to now. Now, during this hour, we're going to cover a number of topics. Jarrow's representative, Mickey Poff, is going to be speaking to us about a lot of health issues, including heart health. We'll talk about some pretty sophisticated supplements, ribose, glycine, propionyl carnitine, and we'll talk about Natomax. Now, those are odd names, but he's going to fill us in, and I think you'll be real interested. I also have some news you can use, some health tips that we will go over. I also want to remind you that tonight at 7 o'clock at the BECO building at Fitness for Health, which is 11140 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland, we will be giving a lecture on wellness for children, pediatric wellness. Also, Village Green is having their end of the year sale. So I want to make sure that you know about this, and this runs through December 27th. That's the winter sale now through the end of the year. And it's 35% off on all the Pathway products, 25% off on the other supplements, including practitioner lines, and 20% off on beauty care products. So make sure that you contact Village Green, go over there, go online, and take advantage of this good sale. Okay, let's talk about a few pieces of news that you can use. Surprising information. Skin cancer can be linked to other malignancies. And this is interesting. It's a pretty new finding. It was a 16-year study, and researchers found that people previously diagnosed with non-melanoma skin cancers, like basal cell or squamous cell skin cancer, were twice as likely to develop other types of malignancies, such as breast, colon, or lung cancer. And that was compared with those that had no history of skin cancer. So that's very interesting. Now, we've talked on this show about the importance of vitamin D in preventing skin cancer. And it's interesting that we're told to avoid the sun in order to protect the skin from skin cancers. Yet the sun on our skin helps us make vitamin D. And without vitamin D, we're more prone to skin cancers. So we need the vitamin D. And I'll remind you that the RDAs are changing. They're doubling and tripling. So people need 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams IUs a day as compared to the old 400 IUs a day. And vitamin D may just be the connector here, because low vitamin D also puts you at risk for colon cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer. People are often asking about substitutes for milk products. And I'm going to give you a few that are really helpful. A lot of people go to soy milk. If you aren't eating much soy, it's probably not a good idea to start introducing soy milk, because it is a common food for intolerances and allergies. And for those that have had breast or prostate cancer, too much soy may not be a good idea. It's a pro-estrogen. If you use soy milk, it should be non-genetically modified, that's non-GMO, and organic soy milk. What may be better for you are nut milks, and they can be made from almonds or hazelnut. And it really is delicious. I know it doesn't sound very good. It's very easy to make, and they're also available commercially, especially in the health food stores. Hemp milk is very popular now, and it's derived from shelled hemp seeds. There is no marijuana THC in it. A lot of people had concerns. And it's quite healthy. It's nutritional. It's got good protein. Rice milk has been very popular as a substitute. However, it isn't very nutritional, but there are protein powders that can be added to it, but it makes a nice addition, and the taste is pretty good. There are many kinds of good rice milks out there. Another piece of news, and you probably know this anyway, inactivity raises disease risk quickly. And it's an interesting study. They took 18 healthy men and asked them to reduce the number of steps they took daily. And if you don't have a pedometer, it's a good idea to get one. They asked them to take less steps, to reduce from either 6,000 or 10,000 steps to 1,400 steps. That's a big reduction, by using a car or using elevators and not walking as much. And what's interesting is after only 2 weeks, the men had higher levels of blood sugars and fats that raise risk for diabetes, heart disease, and other diseases. Now, there are lots of theories, but we know when we exercise, we're cleaning our blood through our lymph system. There's no doubt that movement is very important and makes a significant difference in people's health. A little bit, some other news. Sleep we talk about all the time, and there are a lot of hidden risks with sleep problems. If you're not sleeping well, you're going to have lower immunity. You're not going to be as mentally sharp. And sleep is important to a lot of functions within the body. Anybody knows it who's lost sleep, and as we get older, we find that we're more susceptible to losing sleep, and we're more susceptible to reacting to the loss of sleep. So we need several things. We need to sleep enough, which is usually 7 to 9 hours. And teenagers, by the way, need to have much more sleep than perhaps a child of 10 to 12, because there's a lot of growth going on. Older people tend to get more sleep, but they probably do that because it's interrupted. Melatonin is a wonderful supplement to help get your sleep cycle back on cue. It can be taken in the evening, an hour to a half hour before going to bed. If you're groggy in the morning, cut back. If you're not getting enough of a result, increase it. And if you're hyper or agitated from it or have very vivid dreams, then it's not for you. I mentioned probiotics a lot, and we've talked about this on air, and I just wanted to mention how important they are. There are 10 trillion cells in the human body, and 10 times that are the good bugs in the gut, the good flora, 10 times 10 trillion. And I've read that it's 3 pounds of bugs in our gut, and these are good bugs. This is what fights infection. Over 70% of the immune system is in the intestinal lining. So it's really important to get your probiotics. And what kind of account? The best probiotics come from actual fermented foods, like yogurts if you tolerate milk products, fermented coconut milk called kefir, coconut kefir, can have a count at 700 billion. Most of the supplements will be anywhere from 5 billion in the count, and I don't know who counts these things, but 5 billion to 50 billion. And the more sick you are, the more you need probiotics. So if you have illnesses, you definitely want to step it up and take at least 10 billion on maintenance, 50 to 100 billion if you're coming down with something, and 100 to 500 billion if you're ill or getting ill frequently. Children can take less. There's no problem with it. It's a great, great supplement. Now, new therapy lifts moods. They did a nice study of 32 people who were dissatisfied with their lives, and some had actually been diagnosed with depression. Those who attended weekly 2-hour group of hope therapy sessions focused on identifying and reaching goals. And for 8 weeks of this, they had better self-esteem and fewer depression symptoms. And I think it's just that power of positive thinking. In other words, when you start focusing on what hope there is for you, we all need something to do, someone to love, and something to hope for. Now, I want to remind you that you're on the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we have an interesting discussion with Mickey Poff coming up. I thank you for being a listener. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, I'm Dana Lake. Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. And speaking of Village Green, I want to remind you a fabulous sale going on now till the end of December, 35% off on all Pathway products, 25% off on all other supplements, and 20% off the beauty care products. So get over to Village Green. They're right in Bethesda, Cedar Lane, and you can go on myvillagegreen.com. We are about to talk with Mickey Poff from Jarrow, and Mickey's on the line now. Welcome to the show, Mickey.
Well, thank you for having me, and I probably should say good evening since it's on the East Coast. However, I'm on the West Coast, so it's good afternoon over here.
Okay, and this show will also run Saturday morning, so we can say good morning as well.
That's a great part of great time of the day for me.
Oh, good, good. Well, I want you to introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a little bit about your background, and then let's get talking about Jarrow products and some interesting nutrition news.
Yes, well, you know, my background is that I worked for 2 years in a hospital in Germany, in Frankfurt, Germany, where I learned a lot of things at that time. This is about the same time that Linus Pauling was given a Nobel Prize for his research on vitamin C. And I worked 5 years in the retail natural foods industry, and I've worked decades as a consultant to world-class, national-class, and regional-class athletes. And also as a formulator, I'm also involved with raw material manufacturers and various other interests in the nutritional supplement industry.
Well, you've had a lot of diverse, experience, and I think you have a lot of advice to give us. Let's talk a little bit about heart health. I had introduced some of those topics when we opened the show. What advice can we give our listeners?
Well, I think I'll start off by letting the listeners understand what the severity of heart disease is in this country. The real figure for heart attacks in this country is 1.6 million heart attacks a year, 750,000 strokes. They say there is a stroke about every 40 seconds. There are now officially 24 million diabetics in this country, although there are doctors that say it's a lot higher than that. And also there are 3.4 million clots that occur in this country alone every year. So you can understand the severity of that, and you know, the first place to start is with your diet. Now, I know everybody thinks, and they have heard that, you know, the artery clogging fat that causes heart disease, and they think, well, fat is the culprit. Well, sure, oxidized fat, trans fats, sure, they cause a problem, but even worse than that are refined carbohydrates, and they have a deleterious effect on the fat that we take in. In particular, high fructose corn syrup. It was recently found out that high fructose corn syrup given to individuals that 4 hours later, they started developing body fat in 4 hours, and that came out of Tufts University.
Tufts, I saw that, and this high fructose corn syrup is more of an enemy than we ever dream possible, and I noticed that there are ads trying to counter what is the scientific message, because the industry comes up with, it's fine, it's just a natural sugar, but the non-industry scientific research is absolutely frightening. I'm putting it right up there with hydrogenated oils as number one and number two public enemy.
Absolutely. And now, you know, Americans are kind of notorious about their eating habits, and we are the heart attack and stroke capital of the world. And now it's, you know, certainly we want to start with our diet, but how many Americans are going to really do that? So therefore, supplementation comes into play at this point. And two of the things that we will discuss today are a substance, a metabolic sugar known as ribose, and also an amino acid B vitamin complex known as glycine propionyl carnitine. To get into what ribose is, Dr. Steven Sinatra, a world-class cardiologist, and you can look him up on the internet, Dr. Steven Sinatra.
Very familiar.
Yes, and he calls ribose the sugar of life. And for those who want to know the spelling of that, it's R-I-B-O-S-E. For those with a European background, it's really pronounced as Ribos or Riboze. And it's the company that produces this Forjaro is known as Bioenergy. It's a German company, and the headquarters is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And you can look it up on the internet under www.bioenergy.com. This is a German company with all the patents and all the research behind it, and it's quite an interesting history for ribose. And, you know, when I was talking to Dr. Passero, he was telling me about an incident he had with one of his clients who had had 5 heart attacks and could only walk 15 to 20 feet without collapsing. And he got his patient on ribose for just 4 weeks, and it made an incredible, dramatic difference in his energy and ability to function. And so what is ribose and why should you take it? I mean, what is this sugar? You know, shouldn't that be bad? It's a sugar. Well, it actually is what's known as a metabolic sugar. Now, there's a Dr. Eli Rappaport, who's a very famous PhD biochemist in Massachusetts. And the way he explains it is that sugar on the outside of the cell is a good thing. I'm sorry, sugar on the outside of the cell is a bad thing, but sugar on the inside of the cell is a good thing. Now, what does ribose do? Well, ribose produces ATP inside of the cell. ATP stands for adenosine triphosphate.
And body energy, body electricity.
That's right, and it's the energy molecule of the cell. And every cell has to have ATP or it will die. ATP has everything to do with the processing of nutrients into energy inside the cell, including oxygen. It only takes about 8 seconds for your cell to reduce its ATP and die off. And when Dr. Sinatra was introduced to this, you know, he was having a problem with the recovery of his patients. I mean, he was using CoQ10 was very effective, and carnitine was certainly effective, and magnesium, and he was having great results with these. But, you know, these people had these dramatic cardiac events. Well, you know, he had a hard time getting them to recover. So he was introduced to ribose, and he said, well, you know, I'm going to try this. And he had some incredible results. I mean, whereas people took as much as 3 months to get out of bed, they were getting out of bed anywhere from days to weeks. So that's why you should take this miracle nutrient, as it is called, or miracle sugar. And, you know, it has quite a unique history. You know, it was originally discovered by a Dr. Phoebus Levinet at the Columbia University in 1905 in New York. And then subsequently, Dr. Levinet went on in 1929 to become a professor, associate professor at the Pathological Institute at New York State Hospital. And he, you know, he discovered it in 1905, and he knew it had something to do with ATP, but he didn't know what to do with it. He didn't know how to use it. It just, it's kind of an interesting thing. So, you know, years went by, and then in 1944, the Japanese, in 1944, decided, well, you know, let's see what happens. Let's see what about the glucose pathway in the liver concerning ribose. You know, this is interesting. So they found out that there was conversion from ribose to glucose in the liver, which is an essential metabolic pathway, in 1944. And, you know, things had started to occur, you know, year after year and decade after decade until 1986, a Dr. Folkers at the University of Minnesota found out its actual metabolic use and how to introduce it into the human body. And from there on, it had quite a success story. Now, people say, well, how is this produced? What's this come from? You know, I don't understand this. You know, sugar is supposed to be bad. Well, yeah, glucose on the outside of the cell, it can be very damaging, and it can cause insulin levels to spike. But this is a metabolic sugar which can only be used inside the cell. Its molecular weight is 150.13, and its chemical formula is C5H10O5. Now, what's the significance of that? Well, glucose is C6, and it's used outside the cell because ribose is C5H10O5, it can only be used inside the cell. And it's used for cardiovascular disease, it's used for fibromyalgia, it's used for peripheral artery disease, it's used for energy by athletes. In fact, I have one particular athlete by the name of Gordon Santee. You can look him up on the internet. That's Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Santee, S-A-N-T-E-E. He's 62 years old. He holds 31 powerlifting records. He's 5'3", weighs 150 pounds. And the guy that he works out with is 23 and weighs 285 pounds. And he says, you know, I just can't keep up with Gordon. And one of the things that Gordon uses is ribose, and he also uses glycine, propionyl, carnitine. And Gordon is just a bundle of energy. And he's been on Time Warner on the TV show they have for seniors called Senior Living. He's been on there twice. And he's been a lecturer on physiology, exercise physiology, and nutrition. And he's quite an interesting individual. You can look him up on YouTube. And he uses ribose. And with that amount of energy, you know it's got to work. But it's also used by Dr. Steven Sinatra, the very famous cardiologist. And he's been a cardiologist for over 37 years. And Dr. Roberts, another very famous cardiologist. And it's been used worldwide for decades now. And it just simply works. And it's a very powerful nutrient in the prevention of cardiovascular disease.
Well, I love the use of ribose. Number one, it's safety, because there are some substances that are used by athletes that can be problematic in high dose. And we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, what I'd like to do is talk about the doses and talk about how it's used. And I know that we also use it with children who have low tone and energy problems. So it's good for children and adults. Want to remind our listeners, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm Dana Lake, your host. We'll be back to talk with Mickey Poff from Jaro and have more interesting nutrition tidbits. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break. Hello, welcome back, listeners, to The Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260. I'm Dana Lake, your host for this hour. We've been having some interesting tidbits on nutrition, and we will continue our discussion with Mickey Poff from Jaro. We were talking about ribose, which is a sugar that's good for us. It works inside the cell, and it makes ATP, which I always call body electricity. Remember, we generate inside our cells within the mitochondria, our furnace. We generate ATP, and that is our electricity, and ribose contributes to that. So welcome back, Mickey. Glad to have you on the show, by the way.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and this is a wonderful educational experience for me, too.
Well, good. Yes, we all learn. I learn from every single speaker, and I hope our listeners benefit as well. Tell us a little bit about how ribose is taken, how it's utilized, are there any contraindications, and what kind of dose range, both in young people and adults?
Okay, well, you know, that's a great question, and it's actually has a complicated answer. However, ribose is very safe. It can be used with anything. You can take it by itself. You can take it with your supplements. You can take it with your protein drink. You can pour it over your food. You can do it all sorts of ways. You can actually take the powder and hold it under your tongue. It has a sweet flavor to it because it is a sugar. And any contraindications, occasionally you will have someone who has a certain metabolic niche in the liver, and there's a particular enzyme that converts sugars into glucose that the liver uses in a particular manner. When the body is sort of fooled, when it takes in ribose, that enzyme is sort of taken away from its metabolic pathway, and the ribose is processed in a different method or manner in the liver. And so some people have a minor reaction to that in terms of they get a low blood sugar feeling to it, but that's very rare, and that's someone with a different metabolic complication in the liver. And it's very rare, and it's really, it's nothing. You just pull back on your ribose, and the problem goes away. And it's, again, that's a very rare situation. However, in terms of dosages, They vary. They vary where anywhere from, a half a gram to all the way up to 20 grams. And Dr. Sinatra has protocols in his book called Metabolic Cardiology that he gives for different situations. For example, if someone has a stable angina pectoral situation, he will recommend anywhere from 10 to 15 grams of ribose a day. For professional world-class athletes, he will recommend 20 grams of ribose a day. Now, these are taken in divided doses. It's not taken in all at one time. And in some cases, he'll have them take just 1 gram of ribose a day. It depends on the particular situation. But for the average person, it is recommended to take about 5 grams a day in divided doses. In other words, you'll take, half of that amount, 2.5 grams, say, in the morning, and later about mid-afternoon, you'll take another 2.5 grams. And, let me get people excited about the complexity of the human body in relation to these sugars and energy and so on and so forth. You know, the new figures show that the human body actually has about 100 trillion cells. The brain by itself has close to 10 trillion cells. There are 1.5 million biochemical activities per cell per second. And the human cell has about 1 quadrillion molecules concerned that move in and out and around the cell to make up the cell itself. So it's extremely, extremely complicated and vast. And you have to have ATP because, I'll give you one example, the heart, which is a muscle. In certain cases, the heart has to produce ATP 24 hours a day. And say that your pulse rate is 60 beats per minute, heart has about 700 milligrams of ATP in it at all times, but that's used up in 10 seconds or less, usually around 6 or 7 seconds. But if you have a pulse rate of 60 beats per minute, in a 24-hour period, your heart would beat 86,400 times. Well, within that 24-hour period, the heart has to produce 6,000 grams of ATP, which comes out to 13.2 pounds.
So isn't that amazing?
How necessary ATP is.
Unbelievable. It's amazing how complex the body is and how demanding we are on the body, and that it just stays there with us. I'm thinking of a car and the pistons and everything a car has to function. Sometimes we just take for granted our organ systems, our heart, and how they function. So that's an excellent description, Mickey. Thank you.
So, and also... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to ask you a little bit more about the ribose and how it's utilized.
Well, the way it's utilized, actually, you might be interested as to how it is produced, and it can be produced from any sugar, any carbohydrate, but they have found the one that works the best, believe it or not, is cornstarch, and they use a biological fermentation process in order to produce that. And biological fermentation is kind of like the mother of the earth. Fermented herbs work better, fermented foods work better, 10 times better than normal foods. And how does it get into the body? Well, actually, ribose is only a third of the equation of ATP. You have ribose, the sugar, then you have another molecule, of a triphosphate molecule of three phosphate molecules bonded together, and then you have adenosine, and they all play a role coming together inside the cell to produce ATP. And what's ribose is that active ingredient that you have to have in order to produce ATP. Now, normally, we get that through food. However, with the American diet, it is limited, to say the least. And to show you how important ATP is that it moves around the cell and it picks up nutrients in order to burn them off for energy, but it also makes a connection with a magnesium molecule, and it changes its molecular weight from 507.21 to 521.21, when it picks up that magnesium molecule, which acts like a governor and controls the speed, so the molecule that moves out throughout the cell is sort of controlled and not going out of control and just moving everywhere all over the place at some incredible speed. So that is how the body uses ATP, and that's where ribose comes into play.
Well, that's fascinating. So we need CoQ10, carnitine, ribose, adenosine, the three phosphates, magnesium, and I know B6 goes along with that to support good energy metabolism.
And also, we probably it's a good time to introduce another nutrient called glycine propionyl carnitine. Under the Jarro label, is known as Glycarn. And this is a very unique molecule. I call it a MIM, a molecularly intelligent molecule. It's made up of three molecules. It's made up of the amino acid glycine, the simplest of all amino acids with a molecular weight of 75.07. And then it's bonded to propionyl, which is the acyl radical, in other words, the most active form of propionic acid, which is one of the two fatty acids the heart runs off of. If you had a cardiac event and you had an intelligent cardiologist, he would prescribe propionic acid for you as a supplement. And then you have it bonded to carnitine, which sometimes is referred to an amino acid, but it's not. It's actually a coenzyme B vitamin. This is all in one molecule. It's a double molecular bond. It's stable to 169.4 degrees, and on the high end, it's stable to 170 degrees. It goes through the system, through the digestive tract, stays intact. There's no dissociation. It goes through the liver without dissociation and makes it to the target site and sort of gives the body the 1-2-3 punch. And what it does is just phenomenal. It increases blood flow to muscle tissue. It produces nitric oxide, which is the molecule that is produced by the endothelial cells that breaks up clots and cleans out the arterial wall and
dilates.
And it's a vasodilator and also causes the vessels of the circulatory system to be flexible, increases oxygen flow to muscle tissue. And remember, the heart is a muscle tissue. And it's used by athletes and used by Gordon Santee. He's able to increase his deadlift by 55 pounds on it. But it's used just for cardiovascular health. I mean, it produces three times the nitric oxide that arginine produces.
Wow. That's fascinating because we've used carnitine for years, but this, as you called it, the triple punch, the combination, and it is, what's interesting to me is that it stays fixed in that molecular structure until it's utilized. So what other conditions would benefit? Would this affect, say, people with fibromyalgia or low tone?
Well, absolutely, especially fibromyalgia and low tone. But also, you know, it increases oxygen flow to all parts of the body because, you know, it has a direct effect on the arterial system, on the circulatory system. Think of your circulatory system as the Los Angeles freeway, and say about rush hour time, and if there's a wreck on the freeway, everything stops, and that would be the significance of a clot. If you had a clot in the bloodstream, you know, everything would stop, and possibly you might have a stroke or a heart attack. Well, the benefits of this is that it keeps the blood flowing, keeps oxygen going, keeps the clots from forming. But also it can be used for various cardiovascular diseases and also peripheral artery disease. And deep vein thrombosis kills 200,000 people in this country every year. So it's also known as the traveler's disease. So if you're someone who drives a lot, someone who sits down in the office a lot, someone who is on a plane a lot, on a train a lot,
then it's ideal. Mickey, what I'd like to do is we have to take a break, but we will be back, and I want to talk much more about the Glycarn. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We're going to be right back after this brief break. Hello. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the last segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I do want to remind you that their big sale is on from now until the end of the year, and it's the winter sale, 35% off on all pathway products, 25% off on other supplements, and 20% off beauty care products. And I'm Dana Lake, your host. We have been speaking with Mickey Poff from Jaro. We're going to continue our discussion. We've talked a lot about cardiovascular disease and the role of supplements in healing, both for cardiovascular disease. We've talked about diabetes. We've talked about athletes' use of supplements for endurance and improvement in strength. And we've also talked about it for just muscle health in all ages. So welcome back to the show, Mickey, and let's continue the discussion on glycine.
Well, yeah, you know, this is such an exciting molecule. The source of this molecule is from the ultimate producers of carnitine called Sigma Tau, that's S-I-G-M-A-T-A-U, which Jaro gets their raw materials from. They're the ones that brought carnitine into the retail market. They're the ones that have 40 years worth of research, and they are considered to be the undisputed ultimate producers of quality carnitine. They're listed in the physician's desk reference. It's an Italian company. Yes, and it's an Italian company. It's the largest pharmaceutical company in Italy, the third largest in Europe, and the home office in the United States is in New York, and you can look this up under www.jaro.com or under www.aminocarnitines.com, and it's an exciting story. But what this is used for, you know, it's used for a number of things, especially athletes. The San Jose Sharks, which is a hockey team, they're doing very well this year. They're on it. We have Gordon Santee, the powerlifter, on it. I have Robert Downey Jr., the actor, on it, the individual who teaches the martial arts. They are making a movie. They're remaking Sherlock Holmes in London, England, as we speak, and they're using it on the set with their athletes who are in the movie. And a number of athletes, so Tom Trevors, who's the world's racquetball champion, he's using it, and a number of athletes that I could mention, and some actors that I haven't mentioned yet. But anyway, it's a very useful molecule. It's a very powerful molecule. And when I mentioned nitric oxide, you can look up nitric oxide on the Internet. They gave three researchers a Nobel Prize in 1998 on the research done on nitric oxide and cardiovascular disease. One of those researchers is Dr. Luis Ignaro, and they had some profound things to say about it. And again, as I stated before, glycine propionyl carnitine, also known as glycarn, produces three times the nitric oxide that arginine does. So it's a very powerful nutrient. And on top of everything that I've told you about this molecule is that it increases the glutathione levels inside the cell, which is a very powerful antioxidant.
Now, glutathione, is just a reminder to our listeners, is that final stage of what we call detox or cleansing the body. It's a powerful antioxidant. It helps remove toxins from the body, and it gets depleted. What interests me about the glycine propionyl carnitine, the glycarn, is that it's a combination of the three, and we know that carnitine itself is effective at driving triglycerides into the mitochondria to make ATP, that body electricity that we talk about so often. This is much more potent than that. Is that what I understand?
Absolutely. It was a very high-tech molecule that Sigma Tau developed under the tutelage of Dr. Ken Hassan, the world director for Sigma Tau. But let me tell you some other things about carnitine. You know, they took some centenarians. I also call them centurions because they're in charge of 100, as the original definition leads into. And they put them on carnitine, at least 2 grams or more a day, and they increased their muscle mass. Now, how's that for an actual human testing done with carnitine? Now, this glycine propionyl carnitine molecule has four very large, very well-done human test studies behind it, and they all concurred. one done in Italy, one done in Germany, and two done here in this country, one done in the Southern Atlantic University in Florida by Dr. Patrick Jacobs, who's a friend of mine, and also a good friend of mine by the name of Dr. Rick Bloomer at the University of Memphis. And he sent me the information on this test study that he did, and it was 4 megabytes long. However, it was incredibly well done, done on humans. Now, they actually took muscle biopsy, blood and urine tests, and a variety of other tests, which proved that it was producing nitric oxide. It proved it was getting into the cell and doing everything that they claimed it did, done on humans, not animals, but humans.
And I assume they did functional tests as well.
Absolutely, especially with resistance exercise and with athletes and also sedentary people, too. And they actually had them on, you know, treadmill and lifting heavy weights and so on and so forth. It was very complete, well done, done by PhD physiologist.
And you mentioned before, which is, I'm glad you reminded us, that the heart is a muscle. And a lot of the athletic uses of nutrients certainly apply to the cardiovascular uses, because the stronger our heart muscle is, the better for us, for our longevity and for our body.
Well, that's exactly right. And you have to remember, you know, we take in a certain amount of pollutants every day, about 2,500 gallons of air, if you want to use that measurement. And every time we take in air, we take in pollutants. And we're putting quite a strain on the human body. And remember, glycine propionyl carnitine has a very high antioxidant capacity. And so when the heart is put under this kind of strain, this oxidative stress, you know, you have to have antioxidants in order to counteract that. And you're not going to get enough from your food.
Well, the antioxidant stress, or the oxidative stress, I like to liken that to rusting. It's the damaging chemicals. I mean, we need them in our body, these little molecules, because they do kill bacteria for us, but it's the excess that we get into trouble with. And that's where the antioxidants serve us so well. And we are overexposed to prooxidants through pollution. So just trying to bring some of the previous discussions we've had into this current discussion so that it makes a little more sense to our listeners.
Well, that's correct. And, you know, normally we produce about 2 to 5% oxidation occurs in the body, you know, through normal metabolic processes. It's when we get above that that there's a problem, you know, especially in athletes, when you start getting up to 7 to 10, 15, 20% oxidation. You really have a problem there. So you need antioxidants in order to counteract that oxidation. And glycine propionyl carnitine is an excellent source of those antioxidants, a very powerful source, a very efficient source.
Well, that's so good to hear, and I am so glad that you are bringing these up. We have just a few minutes left, and I know that we wanted to talk about Natto, the product you've got.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the uses, the benefits, any caveats that we would have on the product.
Yes, it's known as NattoMax, and it's the combination of nattokinase, which is an enzyme extracted from fermented soybean, and also MK7. It's a type of vitamin K7 that actually attaches to free-floating calcium in the bloodstream, and also goes into the plaque on the arterial wall and draws the calcium out of that and recycles it into the bone. And that works with nattokinase, which is an enzyme that breaks up clots in the bloodstream. And there was a study done at Oklahoma State University where they took 7 women and 7 men of varying ages, and it reduced their clots by 48.6% in 2 hours, and nattokinase lasts 8 hours in the human body.
Well, it's I refer to it as natural aspirin. And if people are using nattokinase, they really probably should not be using aspirin at the same time.
That's exactly right. And I do not like the use of aspirin or acetaminophen because it kills 16,500 people on the average every year just in this country alone. And I've seen some very dramatic liver problems with acetaminophen and aspirin over the years, and also damage to the arterial system.
And that's, we've talked about this on the show, and that is a whole topic for another show. Thank you, Mickey. We're glad that you were on here. We are sorry we have to sign off. This has been very interesting. Listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm reminding you to tune in to Progressive Talk AM 1260. Beginning in December, we will be on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. So listen to us every Saturday at 10 a.m. December on, and you can access the show on myvillagegreen.com. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and good day.